This week on Minnesota Native News, tribal leaders convene in Washington, D.C. and hear more about federal support for American Indian children, and the jingle dress draws a crowd.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Leaders from 566 tribal nations across the country, including Minnesota, traveled to Washington, D.C. recently for a gathering of tribal and federal leaders.
Welcome to the 2014 White House Tribal Nations Conference. You know, 5 years ago when we held this meeting for the first time, it was historic. The largest ever gathering of tribal leaders at the White House. And we got some valuable work done. So we thought, hey, this is a pretty good idea. Let's do this again. And now we're meeting for the sixth time. This conference has become an institution.
Over 3 days, tribal leaders heard from the president and vice president, and they met with a host of agencies from transportation to education to budget. Attorney General Eric Holder announced a new initiative to support tribes' work to strengthen the Indian Child Welfare Act, also known as ICWA. Shannon Smith is a lawyer and director of the Minnesota Indian Child Welfare Law Center. She says she appreciates the emphasis Holder's plan puts on tribal authority.
I think it recognizes that the connection between Indian children and their families and Indian children and their tribe is something that by law needs to be protected, and that we have to do everything we can to protect that connection.
In Minnesota, Native American children are up to 14 times more likely to be removed from their homes than white children. Tribal leaders and ICWA advocates have been working with state child protective services to increase the active efforts made to keep Native families together. They want support services available to families before children are taken away rather than after. And Smith says those services really need to be culturally appropriate.
Is that a treatment provider that can also address mental health issues, historical trauma, or traumatic events that that family has experienced?
Attorney General Holder announced his office will be supporting tribes by filing federal briefs that support tribal authority in state child welfare cases. And he said his office will look for opportunities to train state judges and agencies to promote tribal authority in American Indian child placement decisions. The indie film, The Jingle Dress, had its premiere public screening at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis on December 4th. The film tells the story of a Native American family moving from their rural tribal lands in northern Minnesota to start a new life in the Twin Cities. The director and most of the producers and cast are Native American. Reporter Melissa Townsend surfed the crowd of moviegoers, and she has this report.
The theater lobby was full of people. The line to get in ran out the open door and down the block on this freezing cold night. The movie, The Jingle Dress, was filmed in and around the Twin Cities and features a mostly local cast. So as I talked with folks waiting in line to buy tickets, many were actually in the film.
Our kids were actually in some of the scenes, of the playground scenes.
I'm Eli Manette. I was an extra in the movie, so I'm just coming down to check it out. I'm glad. It seems like a good turnout, so.
Verna Volker wasn't a cast member, but was very excited to see a movie that speaks to her personal experience.
You know, I think the whole story is just, you know, about the challenges it is to kind of live both worlds. So, because it's hard living in two worlds. I live that, so.
Inside the packed theater, the atmosphere was more like a big party or a family reunion rather than a silent group of strangers sitting awkwardly close to one another. As audience members appeared in character on the screen, you could hear cheering from their family and friends in the crowd. The movie got a lot of laughs and seemed to strike a chord with many in the audience. Afterwards, people poured out of the theater, and many were surprised to see the movie's main stars in the lobby, ready to greet them. Douglas Limon had a minor role in the movie. He said this film offers a relief from the stereotype of American Indians in most Hollywood movies.
There's a lot of non-natives that like to know about the culture, but they don't know where to go or who to ask, and this is one way to get that across, where they get to see us more as human beings than the traditional Hollywood Indian.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.